Oh, my goodness. What's so much to tell. We are two recycling locations where people can bring stuff in, whether they do curbside or not. We also educate the community, and we help beautify the area. So we are a nonprofit organization that does all three of those things. And we're right here in the state line. Isn't that cool?
That is so cool.
It's super cool.
Now, recycling isn't just paper, glass, and cardboard.
Those are the usual suspects.
Exactly. Now, what are some other things that you guys accept at your recycling centers?
At our recycling center, we also accept appliances, electronics, dead cell phones. Oh. We'll take your paper. We'll take your books. We'll take your magazines. We'll take your dead Christmas lights and extension cords that don't work anymore. I know.
What?
Totally.
I've always wondered what those are literally sitting in my room in the basement because I have no idea what to do with those old Christmas lights.
Now you have an idea.
I do.
And laptops, too. I have a couple old laptops. You said we were talking off air. You take those, too.
We'll take those. We'll take your computers. The people that we recycle them with, because we don't recycle them ourselves, we bring them somewhere else to recycle. They make sure that your data is secure.
Okay.
Now, if, someone's probably got something in their house, they're like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know to toss it, to recycle it. Is there some way that somebody can find out those items in their house if they're recyclable?
Well, there's a couple ways to do that. If you can go to the website of your garbage hauler. And they have a recycling side of it that you can go to, and it'll tell you what to put in the blue bin. There's also an app out there to, you put it on your phone, and you put in your address and everything. It knows what your garbage hauler name is, and then you put in there, oh, how do I recycle cardboard or whatever. But our name tends to come up, too.
Yeah,
because
I'm looking at my house. I'm always like, can I recycle this? I don't know anymore. And sometimes you don't know. So
right.
Well, and on our website, knib.org, we've got a list of what we'll take. And it's crazy stuff that you wouldn't think. Do you know that dead coffee pot that doesn't work anymore?
Yeah.
You know, the ancient one that's, yeah, we'll take that.
Oh, my gosh.
The pots and pans that your parents gave you because they knew that, gosh, you need these. And you said, thanks, Mom.
Have you been at my house? It's like you know everything that I need to recycle. Which I thought this was pretty interesting. Matt, can you recycle a pizza box?
I do, but I don't know if you can or not. Like, I just kind of throw it in the blue bin that my city gave
me. So you're saying that you put it in the blue bin and let them throw it away for you?
You can't recycle it?
They do not recycle, my friend. There's too much grease on those.
Oh, my gosh.
And even if they're completely clear of grease, when cardboard gets baled, if the people that are purchasing that bale see the hint of a pizza box, they will reject the entire bale.
So what you're saying is they're mad at me every time they see that in there. Great.
They're just kind of rolling their eyes. But, there's hope for you.
There is.
Because November 15th, next Tuesday, is America Recycles Day. And on America Recycles Day, there is a recycling pledge out there that says, hey, I promise to find out what actually recycles in my community. Wouldn't that be amazing if people did that?
Yeah. And I mean, this is all a start, too, right? Is downloading the app. Go to Keep Northern Illinois Beautiful's website. Right. I mean, those are just some of the little things that you can do, right?
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. And if everybody does little things, what a big thing that will be.
Yeah. Right.
I actually started our recycle bin in here. I know we had a lot of paper. I put it under the desk, we recycle our paper.
Good for you.
Now, if someone does want to figure out, more information about America Recycles Day, what they can do to keep Northern Illinois beautiful, where would they go?
They can go to my website, knib.org. One of the things we're doing on that Tuesday is homeschool classes for kids. So homeschool parents can sign up online or give me a holler and bring their kids down. We'll give them a short tour of the warehouse. We'll do some recycling games and some recycling activities. We're going to make stuff out of things that should be recycled.
And I mean,
so we'll keep them out of the landfill. That way we'll turn them into something else.
Matt, I want to go.
I do want to go.
Come on down.
Is it any age? Like, if I'm 30, can I go to the homeschool class?
Absolutely. Sign up.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what. I won't bring my pizza box, okay?
Thank you.
Ladies, thank you so much for coming in for Nonprofit November.
Thanks for having us.